At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Oh, what are you doing? I'll tell you what you're doing. You're listening to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Either you are, or I'll be skipping rope with your entrails. Ta-ta.
This is the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, your source for lore and so much more. Adventurers, welcome back to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. This is Tom. Lotus can't be here this week because his little one's under the weather. He's got to be a good dad, so no issues there. But to join me in his stead just happens to be our patrons, because it's the end of the month and we've got this wonderful group to talk about what race we would be if we, in real life, were an Elder Scrolls race. And that can include all of the regular ones that you get to choose to be in the games, but can also be any of the other races that show up. So I have a feeling we're going to get some really creative answers to this. And joining me this week, we have Hersine and Falcon with the box on, Rob the Princess, Professor Bayless, and maybe some other people joining as the show progresses, as their schedules clear and they're able to jump in. But welcome back, everybody. So glad to have you all here. Who would like to kick us off? Who has something that they just absolutely know the answer to? They're like, okay, it's clearly this. It's obvious.
Harpy.
That was the pre-show joke when I was like, I should pick one. Oh, maybe I'll just be a harpy. And then everyone was like, it's quiet. I was like, Rob said, oh, you should just say harpy and then not explain. So is that what you're going with, Rob? You're shaking your head.
No. I'm just joking. So when I first saw the prompt, I was like, oh, easy orc. That's just, you know,
that's your go-to. Yeah. You're an orc guy. Yeah. That's what I think of when I see your face. I think of the most attractive orc I've ever seen.
Thank you. I will.
You're kind of humanish for an orc.
Hidden in there.
I don't think that's a compliment.
He's saying you have a strong jawline.
You just got to dig deep. That's all.
Yes.
Means I'm very, you know, strong, obviously.
Yes, that's what I think. I think strong.
When I
strong
saw the clarification that it's, you know, even non-playable races would be available, I was like, oh well, that I never really thought about that before. So I definitely have a affinity for minotaurs in mythology.
Ooh.
I think they're cool as heck. So I think I'd probably go with minotaur.
Okay, so let's dive into that. Why minotaur? What is it about them that you like? I mean, they typically, from my knowledge and from my experience with mythology, they tend to be villains. I think, is it that whole, like, they're misunderstood, they probably have a culture, they're probably misrepresented thing that's similar to the orcs?
Yeah, I guess so. Like, the same reason I like the orcs is the same reason, if you, like, construct it in just philosophical perspectives, I suppose. Because while they are often villains, like, quote-unquote, they're actually not often villains. They're often the victim of a story that's portrayed as a villain.
Right, they become, they're supposed to be the monster and the bad guy, but really they get trounced by the hero, and that's why it's cast in that light, that sort of thing.
And in Elder Scrolls, they definitely still fit that definition as a people, because normally in mythology, there's, like, just a minotaur. There's not, like, a race of minotaurs necessarily. And so, like, that individual is a villain. But in the Elder Scrolls, there's a race of minotaurs, and they are kind of, like, as a whole, treated as the villain, even though they are the victim, because they were there at the foundation of the Empire. They were, a mandatory part of founding the Empire as it is today. And now they're outcasted and treated as garbage and monsters. And so they are very much a victim of the villain outlook as well.
Right, a lot like the orcs were, or goblins.
Yeah, and I didn't really see the parallel between the orcs until you said it. I was like, yeah, I guess it is kind of the same. I guess I am just basic like that.
Yeah, but they are distinctly different. I mean, obviously the orcs and minotaurs are different, but the idea of being a half man, half like animal kind of hybrid sort of looking thing, because an orc is an orc. It's its own thing. It's Yeah, yeah, it has arms and legs and a head, but all of these, or almost all of these races do. But a Minotaur...
Well, they're myrrh, but they're not treated as myrrh.
Right, right. Who bells? Right, but like a Minotaur isn't even just like a bull man. Like a Khajiit is like a cat man, or like an Argonian's like a lizard man. They're traditionally, they're half bull, and then the rest is very, very human looking. I'm trying to think through the representation of them as much as they show up in the games. And I know that they show up in a few different games. And I think in some games they are way more just like walking bulls, and others they tend to be a little bit more like people.
Well, they're always pretty anthropomorphic, you know, very people-like. But I mean, sometimes they're furrier than others. And I think that just varies on the game and the art style that they went with. Mm-hmm. But in all of those situations, they are still like people. They have tools, they communicate between each other. At least it's not super clear if they communicate with people outside of the Minotaurs, because I think it's implied there's like a language barrier, but I don't know if it's ever explicitly stated.
Yeah, I'm looking through the pictures, and if we go back to Arena, they're very much like a bull head on a person's body, like not even that furry. In fact, they're yellow like the Simpsons for some reason. If you look at Oblivion, it's still got the bull's head and like a furry muscular body, but they have the cloven back legs and like the right. like the goat shaped legs that come down like an animal. But then if you get to ESO, they tend to be like those legs are they're still a little bit in that shape, but they're way more shaped kind of like a regular leg with just a hoof at the bottom. But it is still kind of there a little bit. So it's almost like they're threading the needle between those two things.
And we know in like the Morrowind Oblivion era, the art team was having fun with how they were doing the legs of beast folk. You know, you had like the interesting shoes in Morrowind for Argonians and Khajiit. So I think it's just a circumstance of the times that the games are being released and the art team doing that, really. I don't think it's I don't think it really says anything about their peopleness, I guess, their intelligence.
Sure.
I think that's unrelated.
Yeah, I wasn't suggesting it was unrelated. I was just kind of noting the fact that they do stand apart from the other beast races in the fact that they sometimes are portrayed with more mannish bodies. But I guess you can make the argument that Argonians, like especially female Argonians, look a lot like women. I mean, they're reptiles, but they have boobs.
Like, oh, do they?
What's going on with that? So, I guess all of them are a little bit anthropomorphized in like different kinds of ways sometimes. I don't know. All right, so... Are there any other reasons? I mean, I kind of railroaded you into that justification for why Minotaur, but is there another reason that kind of comes to mind?
Well, no, that is, I think like the, one of the biggest reasons I enjoy the orcs as a species in the lore is also one of the biggest reasons I enjoy the Minotaurs, even though their story is different, the parallels are obviously there. And I definitely have a preference for the otherness of cultures and people. So, if in a fantasy game you get like, oh, here's all of our typical human people and here's all of our typical elf people and then here's our weird lizard race or here's our weird whatever race, that's the one I'm always drawn to. The one that is the most other is the one I am drawn to the most. And so that is definitely a big part of it. Why Minotaur specifically? Because, I mean, there are tons of other options that are not human-like, of course. I wish I could say I had a D&D character like... Almost eight years ago nowadays, that was I had a really strong liking to, and that was a Minotaur character. So
what was their name?
Something like that.
What were they called?
I actually had a Minotaur character for D&D as well. His name was Oxtane. He was like half Fire Genasi and half Minotaur.
What were you saying, Tom?
I was going to ask the name. Yeah, because that's cool. So Hercene just shared his. What was yours named?
I had it based off of a character from a book, which I don't even think the character from the book was even Minotaur related. I just liked the name, but Baronibus, which was from the Demonata series. It's a like YA series.
Okay, cool. Anybody else have any questions for Rob? Any other Minotaur discussion, Professor?
Yeah, I have a question. I do know that Minotaurs tend to have different roles, even like shamanistic roles. What kind of role would you be if you were a Minotaur?
I generally would just go with probably the warrior. Like, you know, I like those in the fantasy games. I always like to play a brawler type character, big two-handed weapon of some sort. I just like the big, strong Ghost Smash characters.
A Minotaur is good for big, strong ghost mesh character. I mean, that kind of makes sense, right?
Ironically, my D&D character was like, we had like, it was in 3.5, so you could like build it. So it was super broken and super strong. And like, he had like the outrageous strength score for what a character should reasonably have. And I made him a dexterity based archer. He was like the scout of the party.
Yeah, you had, it was the Skyrim thing where
yeah, I guess in a way I did make him the stealth archer. He would sneak ahead, he would scout ahead, and he was really good at it, but he like had just an unnecessarily insane strength score.
So like, if he does get caught, you just like throw them out of the way. Oh, nobody sees me anymore because that guy's gone. Like palm their head like a basketball and get him out of there.
He pulls that bowstring real hard.
I just love the idea of having like completely wasted resources, and like I'm just like this absolute tank of a unit, and I just shoot my bow.
Mm-hmm. Or absolute unit of a tank. Both of those mean kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
So cool. All right, Professor, you had a question?
Oh, I was just gonna say, do you have any thoughts you want to share about the Maricotti selectives?
They're bastards.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what I expected other than that, just that one comment.
They are the reason that the like Minotaurs are outcasted and like in the state that they are. They were one of the most proud races to exist.
Yeah,
they
were I was gonna say like they exist solely because of like, I'm pretty sure like, I don't remember where I saw, but I think it might have been even in Songs of Pelennor, wasn't it like the Minotaurs exist because of Morehouse and Alicia?
Their origin is definitely shaky in the Elder Scrolls lore. Yeah. It's like, it did Alessia and Morehouse birth all Minotaurs? And then it's also kind of implies like, well, all of a sudden there just is a Minotaur race that exists. Like, I don't think they birthed hundreds and hundreds of Minotaurs in the same like 30 years, because whatever her son's name is,
they could pull it off if they wanted to.
He was the like famous Minotaur, but he wasn't the only Minotaur. So it's like the stats don't really match up too well. It's kind of implied that the Minotaurs might have been around the whole time.
It feels very convenient, like many myths do, to associate yourself with somebody who's important in order to raise the status of your group.
Yeah, I mean, but they were an important people all the same, because like they're. People are the part of the reason why Alessia did rise to power, so like they have a claim to fame for sure. Mm-hmm. But Alessia's son, I can't remember his name right now, but he definitely
Belharza,
yeah, he definitely took most of the fame for sure.
cool. Well, any last thoughts about Minotaurs, Rob? Anything else?
They are cool, full stop.
Minotaurs are cool, big strong muscles, but go sneaky bow.
Stealth archer every time.
Well, cool. All right, who would like to go next? Who's ready to follow that up? Oh, I see professor's like, okay,
why not?
Yeah,
you saying the thing about like connecting your people to like a historical figure, that reminded me of like my like real life actual like heritage nationality comes from like Iceland. So, like, pretty much everyone from that entire country is just like, oh, yeah, we can all trace our lineage back to Snorri Thorfinnsson, the guy who was the first, like, European-born person on the American continent before they came back.
Uh-huh.
I felt kind of called out there.
Yeah, that's cool. I thought you were going to say something like, that, like,
realistically,
Odin, or...
I'd probably be, like, a Brumanord, because, like, not from, like, the mainland of where all the Nordic stuff is, but, like, you know, like pretty close to it.
Is that what you're identifying with?
No, okay. It's the stupid ice brain snowbacks. Get him out of here. Reachmen all the way, baby. Reachmen, let's go.
Reachmen are descended from Nords. Many of them. What? Most of them. So many of them. That ancestry line goes back to the Needs and the Nords, my friend.
Yeah, it's
the
a combination.
The Nords come from at Mora. You don't know where the Needs came from.
Well, it's a combination. They've got Nord blood. I mean, you can't deny that. Many of them.
Some of them might.
Okay.
Most of them.
Yeah, probably most of them, but okay. Well, we don't need to debate this. This is not one of those things that we can easily just be like, well, I did a census about the history of all of these people.
So, I'm going to go ask every Forsworn in Skyrim. If they say yes, they're part Nord. If they don't answer me, they're not.
They talk like Nords. They have Nord accents. Does that count?
They also talk about like using Nord's skulls to drink out of.
Right, because they define themselves as a completely... Yeah, that's true. They define themselves as a completely separate people group, sure,
yeah,
from the mainline Nords, but okay. Anyway, so you're not a Nord.
Semantics.
You're not... Are you a Reachman?
Yeah.
That's your answer? Yeah. Okay, so you are a Nord. I'm teasing. I'm just teasing.
the more Breton part of them. You know, I want to be like west of Markarth, not east of it.
So like western, okay. Reachman.
Yeah. You know, we not ice bright.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, it's
just, all the ones I really in the Orc lands. Okay.
As far as I know, the Reachmen are a mix of descendancies, and they're more of a people who live in a specific area who abide by a certain type of belief system and culture, right? So, but race and culture are like, you know, two circles. They don't necessarily completely fit over each other, right? So you have different groups. So you would be more of like a Breton or Need descended Reachman?
Oh yeah, totally, 100%.
Okay.
I think that's like the coolest origin you could have for a character, because it's like divorced from a lot of the other things. Like, it feels separate from where a lot of the other human races in the Elder Scrolls go. And I think that there's just a lot of potential for really cool character writing there.
Cool, cool. Okay, so what would your story be?
Well, it's kind of the this guy behind me.
You would have blue and hot.
I just chose my favorite colors.
Red,
don't be hair. Like that.
Red tips,
blue hair.
Guy Fieri.
Okay, it was supposed to be orange and purple, but I didn't do it myself.
Do you like pick flowers and then crush them and then put them in your hair in order to dye the hair colors? So how does that work?
Alteration accident. You know how like when you cast oak flesh or whatever, there's kind of like that little extra stuff on there. It was not intentional, but like, you know what? It looks sick, so I'm not going to fix it.
The skin cheese.
No, that's cool.
Flesh.
Yeah. And if you do like the dragon hide or whatever in Skyrim, you just look like you're just covered in like, it looks like you just got like garbage juice sprayed on you because the textures aren't really that high
garbage
quality.
Garbage juice, yes.
You know what I mean? When you go take out the trash,
yeah.
A little bit gets on your shoe.
Ugh, yes. Garbage juice.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
I like the idea of you like rubbing Death Bell in your hair, though. At least it's fragrant.
Yeah.
I feel like it would probably be really bitter smelling.
Fragrant of death.
I mean, that might be something you use to intimidate your enemies.
Reek of death.
I was hoping for more of like a dashing rogue, but also like a mage thing. But okay, maybe I would just be very unlikable and smell like death.
No, but maybe you only do it when you're going into combat, like when you are defending your homeland or like attacking another tribe or something like that, right? Like,
I would totally be like done with all those guys and be like, get a load of these idiots. I would be like how like this, that like the orcs hate the city orcs. I'd be like the same thing for Reachmen. They'd be like, get a load of this guy, and I'd be like, get a load of these dudes. They don't have mead.
So you're like the most punk rock of the Reachmen because you don't even get along with the other Reachmen?
I'd be this like really annoying mix of like, yeah, no, they know what's up about like quite a few things, like very Padameic in like their cultural beliefs. Super cool. But also, you're just going to like die in like a hill and nobody's going to remember your name. That's stupid.
Yeah. Go ahead, Rob. I've got other questions for you, but go ahead.
I was going to say, in Reachmen culture, they create like new sects of Reachmen, like little groups of people. As often as a Starbucks opens or a new startup company opens. So like, would you be in a brand new, like start your own culture? This is our cult of the Reachmen and we follow these beliefs. Or would you be part of like one of the more longer standing ones?
If they want to leave and follow me, they can. But if not, then I'm doing my own thing.
Oh, so you're like you're
solo?
You're your own cult leader? Sure. You're like reading your.
I want to at least be reasonable, like not reach many enough that like I can go into like a city in High Rock and like talk to people, and they're not gonna be like, "What the hell is this thing doing here? Why is it in the city?" I want to be able to like at least go to the inn and be like, "Hey."
So you kind of blend in. You blend in, but like,
I'm not
wearing
the face paint all the time, but I know how to do their very painful and awful spells.
Right. Okay, so how do you feel about like Briar Hearts?
Not for me personally, but you know, more power to you.
Do you have any Briar Heart friends? Do you like hang out with them?
They don't have personalities anymore. Nah, they just turn boring after that. What do they talk about? They talk about how they're dating the Hagraven now.
Right, that was my next question, is how do you feel about Hagravens?
And Bayless can joke about this because his friend is a Briarheart.
Exactly. You guys can't joke about it. That's actually really messed up that you guys just said that. So, canceled. But I mean, it's not for me. If you're attracted to that, that's your prerogative. I'm not going to judge. It's not for me personally, but I'm a very
harpy guy.
I'm one of the most inclusive extremists.
More in the harpies.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the Daedric princes? Is there a specific prince that you worship primarily over the others, or do you just kind of have like a,
I mean, I recognize that Boethia is pretty based, but I'm not going to follow that psychopath. I kind of feel like living. So,
okay.
Are there like four specific ones that get followed?
Yeah, we just did an episode.
The two biggest ones are Nymira and Hirsine.
Nymira. What was the other
certain
one?
Certain clans follow Moleg Ball.
Moleg Ball, that's right.
Right. Oof,
yeah. Mm. So how do you feel about all those? Are you just kind of like, yeah.
Moleg Ball, get him out of here. There's a reason I play Vigilant all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nymira, dude, take a bath.
I'm pretty pro Nymira. Nymira's pretty cool.
I like what she stands for when you're actually looking to the lore stuff, but when you realize in game her whole thing is just like, dude, be gross. It's like
crust prunk.
I mean, like, I play card games. I know how bad it gets. My locals has like a bin in the bathroom that just has these little like mini deodorant things where it's like, please take one.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I'm curious what a Reachman's perspective of Sanguine would be like.
I feel like of
probably bad
typical Reachman
side of it.
Not so much, but your Reachman maybe would be a little bit more okay with that.
Yeah, but most like a lot of like the whole belief system is kind of like go through hard stuff and overcome it and become stronger and become a better being. And if you get like cut down, you're going to be reincarnated and you're going to keep trying again and you're not going to make it easy on yourself and you're going to live in the Reach and you're not going to go somewhere where it's easier. Mm-hmm. Like Psijic Endeavor in every way, but like Sanguine, who's just like, dude, have a good time, get smashed, get
well,
with everyone
here, let
want.
Me.
That's like kind of antithetical,
right? But so then would be pretending like you're not a Reachman or a fit to, in other society. Like,
yeah, I guess I get sloshed to pretend that I'm not.
But you get what I'm saying. Like if you really wanted to take the hard path, you would wear all the face junk and you'd come in and you'd get ostracized, and then you would like because that would be the harder thing.
Yeah, but did I say I wanted to do that?
Well, I don't know. You just made an argument that that's what Reachmen do.
I respect it. It's not for me personally.
Okay, which is why it goes back to my suggestion that of all the Reachmen, you seem atypical compared to them, and so therefore might actually be more okay with Sanguine.
I messed up in the head, exactly.
Okay, so do you go with Sanguine? Sanguine.
It's not my favorite, but I can respect
Sanguine.
Sanguine. Okay, so do you?
Yeah, Sam Gorbine or whatever his name was.
You seem pretty hesitant to worship any of the Daedric princes. Is there any higher power you align yourself with, or are you mostly kind of agnostic?
Lork, my goat. What's up, Lork?
It's all about Lork.
All about Lork.
Okay,
100%. When the day finally comes, I'm yanking mine open and offering it up to him. I'm going out like my goat,
like a Briarheart.
No, like, I'm not putting like anything else back in. What do you mean? I'm not taking the easy way out. No, when that time comes, yank it open.
What if,
straight out?
What if you were a Briarheart, but instead of a like an actual like, what if you put like Lorcan's heart in there?
Well, isn't Briarheart's supposed to be like a metaphor?
Yeah,
for
like what if you were actually able to do like actual take a piece of Lorcan's actual heart and stick
you're
it
trying
in there.
To get me to write a little coda fic about this, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Holy crap.
You just take like a little like Nurnkrux.
Just a little bit.
More just a little literally what like the ash spawns in Solstheim are, or like that one enemy from the Ignaloth's quest.
Falcon, were you gonna say something? You kind of showed up, but I'm not sure we heard you.
Just another death spell for when his hair loses its color. Just keep it in his chest.
Nice. Oh, you know what it was? I did like I microdosed the hell out of death spells.
Oh.
So I went from like ginger to like
Oh, that's what happens.
The pigmentation.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Kind of like the guy that turned blue because What did he consumed too much of something? He was microdosing
silver.
The silver. It was like his skin turned like silvery blue.
Yeah.
I was going with like flamingos, but you know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I know they make like tequila with silver in it too. And if you just consume enough like silver over a long period of time, it does change the pigment of your skin to blue.
Interesting. Yeah. There's a man who's actually very blue because of something like that. I forget
Paul Giamatti.
Paul Giamatti, is that his name?
That's the guy who played in Liar Liar who got his skin dyed blue.
Oh, okay. I was like that name sounds familiar, but I don't know why.
Trailer Park Boys. The liquor snurf.
All right. So any other questions about Reachman Professor Bayless?
I think they're the coolest.
All right, cool. All right, I think we're good. I think we're good on that one. I think we've got a pretty good understanding. Like, this is a very unique take on all of that, so I appreciate that. As much as I was teasing you, I do appreciate it. Who would like to go next, Falcon or Hircine? Falcon? Hircine? Hircine? Hircine's got a weird one, but you want to go?
Yeah. So I understood the assignment, and I decided to mix up a bit. So instead of choosing one of the kind of canonical sentient races throughout Elder Scrolls, I went with a kind of popular project that happened about 10 years or so called the Utak Mythos. And they had a special race of elves called the Ekmer, which are like bat-like elves.
So yeah,
he's
branching out. He's going away from canon to like, hey, there was a conversation about this other thing, but it's cool. So get this. So yeah. So explain to people what this is, because you mentioned it to me and I was like, wait, is that just one of those like weird, obscure ones that just never comes up very often? But no, it's totally off the board. This is very much its own thing.
This isn't even Kirkbride.
No, it's not even Kirkbride.
It technically is.
Is it?
Well, is it?
A little bit.
I can't remember the username of the guy who made it, but I remember watching a few of the interviews he's done about it. It's pretty cool.
I didn't see it on the Coda website. That's why I'm asking.
Yeah, who is the guy?
Icefire Warden. That's the name.
Okay.
Icefire Warden is his like online username, and he's the one who like led the fan project of creating the lore around the Ekmer.
Yes. So for the fans listening that aren't familiar with the Utak Mythos, the Ekmer were a group of like native elves in these islands east of Tamriel, somewhere between Tamriel and Akavir. And like the whole project mostly revolved around after, I think it was Uriel the Sixth, right? That went east, or was it Uriel the Fifth?
I always get this mixed up. I feel like it's the Fifth.
I want to say it was the Fifth, but yeah, in the stories, he sailed out and he conquered a couple islands before he finally got to Akavir. And those two islands that are referenced are might butcher these words a bit, Yeneslia and Kathno K.
Okay.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I remember having to butcher these myself back when we talked about them. Yes.
But yes, they were mentioned. So the mythos mostly revolves around those islands and that the quote unquote dominant sentient races of them are the Ekmer, which are like these elves with kind of dark skin, grayish, much like the Dunmers, but they have a lot of bat features, such as big old pointy bat ears. They have like kind of flat, almost like
bat-like noses.
Very bat-like noses.
Yeah, yeah.
And like even the list. So if you look at the vampires from Skyrim, pretty much like that. If you would look at a Dunmer vampire from Skyrim, I think that's pretty much the closest thing you get to what an Ekmer would look like.
Yeah, it's when you brought this up earlier, I was like, wow, they are kind of vampire-y without being vampires.
Yeah. And some of the
concept art, they have fur.
Yeah, they do have fur. So I guess that's a pretty some close to like how minotaurs are in a way, half man, half bull. Ekmers are kind of half bat, half elf.
Bat elf.
They apparently love arts. They love musics and just a lot of, let's see, Great lovers of creative arts and celebration of song and instruments in particular. Okay, so they just mostly love music. Very like kind of high class elf personalities.
Okay.
And then of course there's like a whole page kind of go into the lore and the story about all of it, but I won't get into the details. But I thought it would be super fun to like take the role of an Ekmer and then just live out my Ghost of Tsushima fantasies
Wait, what?
as the Akavir starts to invade the islands. I get to be the new
Okay.
hero of these islands and take on the invading forces of Akavir.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, because I was like, wow, that was a non sequitur. I did not expect Ghost of Tsushima to show up on the episode this week. But in the plot of the game, The Ghost of Tsushima, the Japanese are defending themselves against the Mongol invasion, and you're drawing an analogy there. Okay. Got it.
Exactly. I
Got
just
it.
thought it would be kind of fun to like, from a unique perspective, explore Elder Scrolls with these races that you've never even like seen in any of the games
Yeah.
and different cultures that are only referenced in books. So I think from a unique new like isekai style perspective of jumping into the world of Nern, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely its own thing, you know, and it could be a thing. It's not like we don't have all sorts of different kinds of myrrh, and that they've continued to expand, and you know, like they've expanded on the Mayo myrrh in ESO, where we didn't really have much of them before. So this could be a thing in the future. Now, for you, is there something personal you find like that you identify with this? Are you secretly half bat, and we just
Always
didn't
been a
know
big
it?
fan. Yeah, I've always been a big fan of bats. Like them a lot. And then whenever I learned about this years ago, I fell in love with the project. The idea of bat elves just seems super like weird and interesting. And then the story with that, and then of course the Emperor's trail to conquest to Akavir. And it's pretty interesting because I do remember once upon a time there was a plot for like the early blueprints of Skyrim. They were going to have Uriel the Fifth come back before I guess that idea was maybe scrapped or put in the back burner or put on a shelf somewhere.
Yeah. What would, holy crap, what if the next Elder Scrolls game, 6, comes out and we get that plot line coming back, but then with him is this now like mingled force of other races from Akavir, or you know, like including the Ekmer? That would be really cool.
I really love the idea of that. It would be interesting why he would take a path to the West Coast. Surely there'd be reasons why.
Well, we don't know for sure exactly what the location will be, but also I mean, there could be a good reason to end up on that side of the coast. Or you could even write in
Maybe.
a plot reason that maybe he comes back and goes to Cyrodiil, and then the echoes of what happens with that ends up happening in Hammerfell. And so now we're in Hammerfell and we're seeing, you know, like for example, there's a big Thalmor presence in Skyrim, even though the events of Elder Scrolls V don't take place in Somerset, right?
Yeah. And on the top of my head, what could be interesting is that if you have like maybe a couple years of time lapse, the Altmeri and the Empire are still fighting. The Red Guards are still defending against the Altmeri. So you have these three different factions trying to vie over control of Hammerfell. But in recent years, then Uriel the Fifth comes back with the Akaviri army. So now you have the Akaviri. The Altmeri, the Empire, and the like Red Guards all trying to take control. Like maybe
Yeah.
the Akaviri army has just like pushed in that far from the east, and it's
Maybe.
just like all out war.
Also, Elder Scrolls V, at some point, you assassinate the Emperor, right? And
True,
what
yeah.
better way for the Empire to rally than around a former Emperor who was successful, quote unquote, according to his version of the story or whatever, away on a campaign, who has finally returned and is somehow still alive, or somebody who claims to be them. And so that becomes like the Empire is so desperate for a new leader and somebody who of the correct lineage that they just grasp onto that. And it may not even be him. It's just somebody claiming to be him. There's so much you could do with this idea.
Somewhere that the Saishi or whatever.
Saishi.
I don't know.
I always mess it up too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
However, they're pronounced. The snake folks. Aren't they capable of like replicating people's appearances?
I mean, there's all sorts of rumors about like the kinds of things they can do, including how snakeish or human-ish they are. But maybe if they had that magic, maybe somebody returns and goes, hey, I'm the long lost emperor.
By the way, I'm Uriel Septim V. I lived.
Right.
That would be the most peak plot ever.
What would be super fun would be that the Imperials now here's this like lineage of Talos is back.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're trying to worship him because, I mean, he's a descendant of
the bare minimum, the Blades are back.
Ninth.
Yeah, it brings back the Blades. It unites the Empire. The Nords are now back on board because it's a descendant of Talos.
Yeah, I feel like that would be like story beats as you progress through that side of the factions. Oh yeah, no, we could totally make our own Elder Scrolls. Let's just side rail this real quick.
Drop what you're doing right now. Throw out everything you've done for the last 7 years on Elder Scrolls 6.
Doc, right now we write Coda. Boys.
This is it. This is the new one. Go with this.
Coda time.
We're pivoting.
What are we calling it?
Meanwhile, Todd Howard is listening to this. Is like, oh crap! They just gave away everything.
Elder Scrolls 6.
Move, Todd. What
Dominion. Elder Scrolls 6, The Empire. Something, you know, like, I don't know. Anyway, that was a really fun rabbit trail. Any other thoughts about the Ekmer? Oh, by the way, before I forget to say, obviously we don't have time in this episode to go into all the details. There's a lot more lore. But if you look up Ekmer, Echmer, on the UESP, you'll find the page where it talks about it if you want to look up more about what's going on with the Ekmer. So any other questions about Ekmer for her scene? Professor's got one.
Do you echolocate?
They probably have some kind of like racial feature that does give them that.
Oh, then you
I feel like in the interview, music was such a big thing.
Yeah,
I feel like in the interview he does mention that they might. Oh man, it's been so long since I've listened to that.
Kind of like a more natural life detect, you could assume.
Yeah, or like how the Khajiit can see in like a dark room, but instead of like seeing things kind of blown out, you would just see the shapes of stuff. Almost like a wireframe shape of the room because it's echolocated back to you.
That would be fun to see it that way, definitely.
I'm looking for mods for these guys now. How's the race spelled?
Echmer.
Yeah, just think Echmer. Like the word echo, but yeah. It's just Ekmer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so have fun looking that one up. It is a fun read, and it's cool that the entire story is actually on the UESP, which is
they also have the Huket in the same island, which are insect goblins.
Insect goblins, yeah, that's great. Yeah, there's some others on this page too that it goes into. This would be fun. Maybe Lotus and I need to go through all these on a future episode. Fun stuff. Have you seen any last thoughts?
Well, let's see. I guess my role, if I were in there, would... I'm pretty predictable when it comes on the way I play. I love a good spell and sword, so that's how I would like live out this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like how...
cast darkness on your enemies and then echolocate in order to beat them.
I had a D&D nice. Character that was like that, where I would cast darkness, blind them, walk up and beat them with a stick.
There you go.
Well, I mean, a giant sword, but... but yeah, I like the idea of spell swords. I love holding one blade in a hand and the spell in the other and casting all of my utilities and then getting in with the attack.
Nice. Well, this is a very cool one. Thank you for bringing this.
There is nothing for them on Nexus mods. And that
doesn't surprise me.
Somebody
shame.
Needs to do it. Somebody who's listening to this is probably a mod maker who could totally do this.
Fans, please.
It could happen. It definitely could happen. Thanks.
This is a travesty.
All right, we got to move on. We've got Falcon and Oni's joining us now. Falcon, would you like to go next? And then we can wrap it up with Oni. Falcon, are you ready?
That works.
Yeah.
I will,
what are you thinking?
Slowed.
I was going to joke about Slowed, thinking nobody would choose it, but... Why Slowed?
Ew
is right. Just are into necromantic slug people? Like,
yes. When I play like any RPG, being evil's the fun option.
Oh, so you're that guy. You're the guy in the party who's like, yeah, I'm just like chaotic evil and everyone just has to deal with it.
Everyone, you know, most people in real life are good. We're at the very worst.
Falcon's got a soundtrack people. With Billie Eilish's "Bad Guy" playing.
Yeah, pretty much.
Stop.
Mm-hmm.
But it's boring to be like a, you know, like a good guy Nord. What?
Sure. So you're going with life. A different thing. But why Slowed? I mean, you could pick other races and be evil. Why specifically Slowed?
Because they are so comically evil in everything they do.
True, they're very anti everything, which feels pretty on brand with how much. Like trash you talk on everything that exists.
Yeah, yes. And they're kind of default, like necromancy is kind of like their default, and that is kind of just default evil.
I mean,
and
they turn their effectively learning disabled kids into soap.
That's true. That is also true. That's also they true. Are,
yeah, they and they are, I mean, kind of similar to Rob with the Minotaur. They are not they're not human. They're not people.
Yeah, they're barely anthropomorphized. They really are mostly slug and kind of people-ish at the same time.
It's a they evil really are slug that happens to walk.
Right. So, I mean, they're generally regarded as the most beautiful of all races. How do you feel about that?
They are very attractive. I'm looking at some of this concept art from Red Garden. Got me feeling something.
Oh man, yeah. They put the romance in necromancy.
Yes, yes, they do.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, but I guess
they're very not neck.
No, they have no neck.
No necks. Just like just like rolls.
Sucker mouth. I don't know how to describe what that is. It's gross.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
it mostly boils down to how far they are from human and how laughably evil they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds more interesting, further from actual life, which is how I, you know, like I said, I enjoy RPGs the further it gets from how I actually exist.
Right, from reality. Okay, so with totally get all of that, let's take it up a notch, and I'm going to ask you the genuine question of, if you were a Slowed tomorrow, in a world where other Slowed exist, how would you handle that? Would you just be like, oh, I guess this is who I am?
Yeah, I mean,
long pause.
I guess I just have to deal with it. I have to figure it out. I'd probably smell bad, so make a child so I can get some soap.
first thing to do, I get up in the morning, I realize I smell bad. No shower for me, thanks. I'm going to find somebody to make a child with.
As you were saying, I literally had the thought. I was like, don't they make soap out of children?
They do. Oh, man. I guess it doesn't have to be your own child. I mean, if you're evil, you can just find any child.
I'll just find someone else's child.
At least you're using soap. That's important.
Yeah, I'm using soap.
That's, well, yeah, hey, at least you got that going for you.
You're better than the guys at my locals.
Oh, man. Yeah, some of those guys, maybe you should turn into soap.
Yeah,
it'd be very ironic to live your life as a stinky guy that everyone is like, oh, you're the stinky guy, and then to die and become soap. Yeah, so I don't know what else to ask about Slowed other than anybody else have any questions about being a Slowed professor?
I mean, be more like,
are you a normal Slowed or a sea Slowed?
Oh,
yeah, you stole my question.
Oh, type of Slowed.
All right, let's see.
Sea Slowed really look have pretty louder, cool. Bayless, so you're good.
All right,
for sea Slowed, they look cool.
Falcon's
they're also way stronger when you compare like how that fight went with Nagasta and Redguard.
Hi, Nagasta.
Yeah. How do you feel about Nagasta? That's a good question.
That's the image I was talking about with the frankly horrifying mouth.
Okay, so you look out of the three, do you like that design most, Sea Slowed most, or like that one Kirkbride concept art the most?
The Slowed floater? Really fat thing.
Oh,
Slowed floater. That's what happens after they use the toilet. Oh, that was a bad joke. That's not a good joke.
Floater subtitled gas bag mass transit.
Yeah, they've got these like sucker mouths. The sucker mouth is, I don't know. That's a deal breaker, man. I don't know.
Yeah, they're disgusting beings. So that sounds fun.
Yeah,
it's a downside for you and upside for me. You know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you like the big teeth inside the sucker mouth so much. That's a problem. Well, cool. Any other thoughts on this one, Falcon? This one's definitely came out of left field.
I don't know. Be the first Slode in the Dark Brotherhood. That'll be my goal in life.
A dark Slode.
I don't know
bro.
If it's the first, but I can't find any reference to it.
I think Dark Slode Bro is your new name. I think you're now Dark Slode Bro instead of Falcon with a box on.
Yeah, he's the one that actually took the Emperor out.
Yeah.
He was on a boat. Very easy for a
just by look alone.
Oh, right. You just like crawled up the side like a slug, like going straight up the wall of the boat.
That's it says that. They can do that. So yeah.
Yep.
How do you feel about salt?
How do you feel about salt? Horrifying. Yeah. Oh. Scariest thing.
Wait, don't you live in the sea? It's salt water.
Different salt.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Nice.
Naturally.
Nice.
All right. I don't remember if that one episode like a year or two ago that I would totally eat a slode.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Are you tasty?
What if they were secretly delicious and we had no idea because they look so
disgusting?
That's
what I've been saying. When you render out fat from meat, it's always tastier.
I don't know. If their ingredients for soap,
I mean the French
traditionally soap was
snails,
like animal
so
fat.
I can't.
That's true.
I mean
it's true. Animal fat.
Slode is just the Tamriel version of a cilantro.
Like some people taste it weird and other people think it's delicious. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Good or
I want to end this conversation immediately.
I still want to eat one.
Oh, Lotus is going to love listening to this tomorrow when he goes to work. He likes to tune in. When he can't be here, he likes to tune in. He's going to be like, oh, I can't believe I missed this load conversation. Well, thank you,
Falcon. We can go back to talking about eating a guar, too. So.
Yeah, that was a
common chat. Guar probably tastes like chicken. Slode probably tastes like soap.
We use Slode guar to fry the bantam guar.
You put shavings of slode on top of your guar taco.
No, that's what I think. Like you use like slode lard, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you cook it in the slode lard.
Yeah, cook it. Yes. Yeah,
or you like deep fry it. Lard. You deep fry. That, I feel like you would use slode lard for deep fryers.
Yeah, that makes sense because a lot of the time they say like you use like what's the beef fat? Tallow.
I like to believe they have no fat and their bones are just really wide.
It's just all muscle.
Well, how are they so?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a hippo. Hippo looks fat, but it's like actually really strong.
Bone marrow and those things.
Yeah.
Well, bone marrow you can also use for like the same purpose.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm showing all my weird food knowledge right now.
Yeah. Well, whoever does the Elder Scrolls cooking books should consider this for the next edition.
I made sweet rolls earlier. I got to grab one.
Not cooking books.
Cookbooks.
I'm sending it to the chat right now. Books. I made sweet rolls yesterday.
Nice. Well, Falcon,
also know how to make sweet rolls.
We got to keep moving, guys.
Why are you assuming that I can't bake because I'm a Reachman? What the hell?
I don't know.
I'm offended.
All right, we got to move on. Oni's here, and Oni has to chime in. Thank you, Falcon, for our slowed conversation. Oni, so glad that you were able to make it. I know you're busy and you're driving and doing some other things, but so glad that you decided to join us still. Do you have a specific race that you would choose to be in real life?
So, I usually would pick Argonian because they're my favorite, but I think, ultimately, I would go Maomer,
okay.
Who would be a pirate, storm-wielding sea elf?
Got it, yeah. You're kind of garbly because of the connection and all of that, but I can make up what you're saying. Sea elf, Maomer. Is there a reason why you specifically identify with Maomer?
I just think that they're just a really cool like elf race, and it's a crime that ESO didn't give us them as a playable race in ESO.
Yeah, I have a feeling that was probably one of those like. Yeah, I have a feeling that was one of those like gated things where like Todd was like, "No, you can't introduce a new race in ESO unless we introduce a race in the mainline games, and then you could do it." That kind of thing. Like they wouldn't make that happen first in ESO. That would be my guess. But they are cool. They're cool looking. They show up. They've got like their own agenda. There's characters you talk with. There's all that stuff for sure.
Yeah. And just the magic type that they have too is very unique, like being able to like summon sea serpents and storms and stuff. Like it's just really cool.
Yeah. How would you feel about having scales? Because their skin is kind of scaly.
I actually think it's one of my favorite features of the Maomer, because they've got those iridescent kind of like scales and their pale eyes and all that. They just have that creepy look about them, but in like a real majestic kind of mysterious way.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture like in the real world having scales like on my skin and what that would feel like. Does stuff get under there? Like, how do you keep it clean? Like, if you flip them upside down, does it hurt? Like, I'm just like, oh, I don't know how that. There's something about that that just kind of creeps me out a little bit, but. I guess
I think it's the Mayamor Leviathans, which are just like the bigger Mayamor people that have the scales. I'm not sure if all of them have scales.
I feel like when you look at even the regular size ones. Go ahead, Oni. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Yeah. I was just going to say, I think it was the feral white Leviathan ones that have the scales. The slightly bigger ones, and they hunch over a bit more.
They look very fish-like, yeah.
The default ones, which are like just kind of got the different shaped ears, the pale eyes and skin, but I don't think they have the scales.
Right, right. Cool. Anybody have questions for Oni about Mayomer?
Would you be one of the translucent skin ones? Because some of them have translucent skin.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be definitely creepy, but I feel like it would be hard making friends when you're almost translucent. So it probably goes like your default one with like that you kind of mostly see as the enemies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're all kind of like a pale bluish color too, which is kind of cool, you know, like.
Yeah.
Your friends would think you're honest because they could see right through you.
You would never lie.
Your pulse seems to be up. Are you nervous? How do you know? I'm watching your blood vessels right now.
Your heartbeat is faster.
Every time we hold hands, your pulse increases. I can just watch it.
Dude, that's so creepy. How do you feel about Slodes then?
Well, I'm pretty sure they're meant to be enemies, so.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
All right. Well, after this call is done, I will let you and
everyone hate.
We'll necromancy you.
Yeah, I'll let you and Falcon deal with this after the call.
Are you all the true descendants of Aldmeris and not the Altmer? Is that true?
They like to think so.
Oh.
So yes, the answer is yes.
So you guys are the real ones.
The real ones. Yeah.
Was the Altmer, so I mean, at least if I'm enemies with the Altmer too, it's all good.
Yeah.
No one likes the
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, good stuff. Any other thoughts on this one, Oni?
No, that's pretty much about it, I think.
All right. I think that these are some fun picks. You got, I like the Mayomer. I think that would be a really fun addition as a race in the game. I think a lot of these would be cool. I don't know how you would do Slowed in the game, though. That would be a little bit weird. But, you know, like the other ones, I mean, Reachman, clearly, you could role play a Reachman, but it's not actually
when
a
you
race.
Look at them in Skyrim, they're literally just Bretons, which sucks.
Yeah, yeah,
they kind of should be Bretons and Nords.
That's true. God, we're going to go back.
Like, taller like a Nord.
Yeah, we're going to go back and argue this. But, I mean, they really are a culture, not so much a race, but. That's fine.
Well,
But yeah, I think these are all really cool ideas. Thank you everybody for hanging out and coming up with these. I'm interested what Lotus would say. I would probably just pick Khajiit because I somehow always end up playing a Khajiit character at some point. I like the idea.
Not a harpy.
No, I'm not going harpy.
Well, no, he said he was going to be Maik last month.
Yeah. Yeah. See, like, I like the whole Khajiit thing. Something
would
about
your son after yourself and also your father and your father's father and your father's father's father?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Nice. But there's something about the culture. There's something about the fact that people underestimate them and yet they're extremely clever. There's all, you know, also being stealthy in the game is a lot of fun. So that's kind of where I go with things. And if Lotus was to pick one, I'm not sure what he would pick. Does anybody feel like
probably
they would know?
Probably a Dunmer wearing glass armor, nonstop sleeps in it, bathes in it.
Yeah. Obviously Altmer. Because he loves how uppity they are.
There's that.
It's definitely some kind of elf.
Aldemir Dominion, like, leader, probably.
Mm. Okay. Well, Lotus, if you're listening... Oh, go. What was that, Oni?
I was going to say, if you're going to be a Khajiit, what first op would you choose?
Oh, that's tricky. I would probably go with the one that... what's the one that's all over the place? I forget the name of it.
Sentrot, I think.
A Sentrot.
Sentrot.
Yeah, the one that blends in the most with other cultures, because
the ones that look like actual
elf-looking
like
ones.
No, not elves. not the elf ones. The ones that like the one that you play in Skyrim, right?
Oh,
like,
the ones
in
Sentrot.
Those tend to be like all over the place. The Sentrot. Yeah.
And Sentrot.
Right. It's cat enough still that you're like definitely not human, but or elf. You don't blend in with people like that other group. And then you're also not the real big ones that like walk on all fours or anything like that. You're also not really tiny, and then
not a doggy or an elfie.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's fine.
About cats, not doggies.
Doggies.
Dude, you are.
It's a good one. Good one. Zing.
Rob, you're making me drink.
So, all right. Well, Lotus, if you're listening to this, you'll have to let us know next week which one you would be.
Lotus would be a Breton, because I remember one time in like an old show we joked about this. New England, like geographically, it's basically just the Reach.
That's true.
And they're half elf anyway.
That's true. Maybe you would pick that. Well, thanks everybody. Let's go back through and feel free to share something out into the world that you want to put out in the world. Otherwise, thanks for being here. We're just going to go on the list on the screen. Hersin, thanks for being here.
Oh, of course. I'm glad to be here every time I get the opportunity to. I'm Hersin. The I's are lowercase L's. You find me on Instagram, spelt the same way. I don't really get on it a lot. I don't have a lot posted to it. Obviously, out doing adventures and stuff. I'm more of a touch grass than a be behind screens. Ironic to that, though, I am starting in a podcast soon enough.
Nice. Nice.
We recorded our first couple episodes as of the recording of this episode only last week, and it's going to be a Let's Play for the Fallout TTRPG system, and the group is called Cables to Tables.
Cables to Tables. And it's going to be up everywhere on audio platforms?
Yeah, it should be. It's still under development right now. The first episode should actually be airing October 3rd. That's the projected date. And I actually play as a vampire in this Fallout setting.
So kind of like a bat elf, but in Fallout, so you're a vampire.
Yes, except I'm not actually a vampire. My character is a ex-member of the family, if you're familiar with Fallout 3.
Yeah, okay.
So he believes himself a vampire just because he follows like the code of conduct of vampires.
Right. Nice. Well, cool. What was the name again? Cables and...
It was Cables to Tables.
Cables to Tables. Got it. So whatever you're listening to this on... if you're listening to this in the future, do you know when it launches? Do you have a launch date yet?
Like I said, I think the projected day right now is the first episode should air October 3rd.
Okay. So very soon, like within a month, right? So if you're listening to this after the next month or so, then it should be up and then you check it out. Well, very cool. You'll remind us again about this next month so people can tune in, and thanks for being here.
Oh, of course I will. Thank you.
Falcon, you got anything you want to share? Anything you want to throw out into the world?
No, not really much. Had to put Arena on I mentioned it last time I was playing Arena, but my computer decided it was a great time to, kill itself, so.
Oh, that's a bummer. That sucks. I'm sorry. Well, hopefully you get that situation dealt with. I don't know if you have to buy a new PC or replace a part or whatever, but
probably GPU.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck with that. Hopefully you'll be able to continue playing. I was watching, there's like a 3.5-hour documentary about like the making of the game and all the stuff about it. That was started watching last night. There's a bunch of cool. I don't remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up and maybe I'll post it to the Discord. But yeah, there's some really cool, like behind the scenes stuff I hadn't heard before. Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Well, cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Rob the Princess, anything you want to share?
That's me. Shout out to the Sky Oblivion project. We're nearing the end over there, looks like. And you can follow me online at Rob the Princess if you'd like. I have a Blue Sky account that doesn't post anything. I have, actually, that might be it, and then Discord, which I'm in the server. And I am Guild Officer, PCNA Guild for the Lorecasters here. And I'll be back on one day. And
one day, yeah.
That's it.
Cool, man. Well, thanks. Yeah, Sky Oblivion. I'm so excited. We're getting closer.
And very close.
Very, very close. It's going to be fun. Thanks, Rob. All right, Professor. Anything you want to share? You're talking. What did you're saying? Secret words muted that we can't.
I'm Professor Bayless. I'm vulnerable right now. Any bad bitches want to take advantage of me. Best shirt ever. Did you hear Digimon? The funniest sons of bitches in that sphere. If you like one of the most fun card games right now, we get hammered and we have fun. Instagram Reels. Did you hear Digimon? We're kind of stupid, but you know what?
You're really pitching this well. Keep going.
We do experiments. We see, hey, do I perform better or worse in the card game when I'm hammered? It doesn't make a difference. I only lost because I was threatened by my DD.
Mm.
By the way, don't count the fact that I lost the other round. Did you hear Digimon? The new game's coming out. New set's coming out. We're going to keep posting funny stuff. You want to see some funny reels? You know where to look.
I don't know what to say to all of that. But yeah, go check it out if you're into it.
Yeah. yeah. Capital D-I-G-I, capital H-E-A-R, exclamation point, question mark.
Digihar?
H-E-A-R. Did I forget the E?
Digihear?
Yeah, did you hear? Like,
got
did
it.
You
I
hear?
Sure did. I got it. Did you hear?
Oh, you get it, dude. Let's
got
go.
It. Yeah, yeah. Got it. Thanks, yeah. Professor. Thanks for joining us.
We'll probably do another case opening it for the next set.
All right. All right.
And nobody will watch it again.
Well, good luck. All right, man. We'll need it. Thanks for being here. All right, Oni. Oni, you're wrapping it up for us. Thanks for making it work out.
I'm pretty much just baseline Oni everywhere, mostly on Blue Sky and the Discord. I actually, last weekend, I went to a medieval fair, so I'll upload the photos in the Discord today sometime, so
yeah,
you guys can see me all fixed up and nerded out.
That's great. Yeah, please do share that. There's a whole section, for anybody who doesn't know, there's a whole section on the Discord where you can post your pictures and like the cool things that you do or make, all that stuff, so yeah. For sure. Awesome. Awesome.
Next time.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Oni. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Chat, thank you for being here. And hopefully Lotus is doing okay with his daughter and everything's all right with that. And he and I will be back next week. And until then, Hold on. I got to do patrons. I almost forgot. I got patrons and a random page I got to do. We have a new patron, Erdal T. Welcome to the Patreon. Thank you for joining us. And shout outs to all of our Daedric Princes. Austin B, Blinding Vision, Hersine, Kirasi, and Peter R. Thanks, everybody. And to all 154 of our current paid patrons, thank you for your continued support. Really do appreciate it. And let's see what we get for our random page. See, Lotus leaves and I get things all confused. Okay, online, Perfect Row. Beautiful and fragrant, Perfect Row is prized by provisioners the world over as an ingredient in the rarest of recipes. I feel like this is something that both Slode and Maomer would be very aware of how to use in their own recipes and magics and things. So, kind of appropriate. Plus, there's a whole list of like recipes and furnishings that you can use it on in ESO.
It's a super, super rare fishing item in ESO. I have friends who love fishing and they farm that forever. It takes the longest.
It's like the hardest thing to get.
It's one of the rarest items that you can get in the game.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's like a gold grade.
Yeah, it is gold. Yeah, absolutely. I don't do much fishing other than just like, hey, get this little achievement
like
to do fishing.
Like a gold scar in Fortnite?
Like a what?
Sure.
Like a
what? No, I don't play Fortnite either.
It takes a Fortnite to get one.
Oh, there you go. Hey. And on that note, thanks for being here, everybody. We'll see you next time. Stay safe in Tamriel, and hey, you know what would be really cool is if you jump on the Discord and let us know what races you would choose. That would be really cool. So just look up Discord for Robots Radio or click the link in the notes, and we'll see you next time. Bye, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast. Check out robotsradio.net for more podcasts just like this, and join us on the Robots Radio Discord. Be part of a community of over 5,000 people who are excited about video games and so much more. Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.